And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hello, Erica.
Hi, Thomas. Is my dad ready to go?
Not quite yet, but I am. It is after 5, you know.
Could you tell him I'm here? He's supposed to take me shopping at the mall.
Mr. Charles is talking with him.
It's okay. Just tell him I'm here.
Very well. Mr. Colburn, your daughter is here.
Tell her to wait for me.
Yes, sir. Your father says...
I heard.
Well, I'm done for the day. Goodbye, Erica.
Goodbye. What could be so important? Ugh. Dad? Which button is it?
Like I said, I completely understand your position.
No, I don't think you do understand, Mr. Colburn.
Oh.
This entire project is quickly turning into a fiasco. So let me make this clear. If you don't come through for us soon, I will take over this operation personally, which means you won't be necessary. Do you understand?
With all due respect, there's really nothing to worry about. I've got everything handled. You'll have the Imagination Station within a week.
Well, that's all the time I'm giving you, Mr. Colburn. 1 week.
Oh, no!
You have an enjoyable evening, Mr. Colburn.
I will, Mr. Charles.
Oh, Erica, how are you? It is Erica, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm just fine. Mm. Thanks, Mr. Charles.
Well, good evening.
Bye.
All right, ready to go?
Uh-huh. Everything okay, Dad?
Oh, yeah. It will be. Now let's get out of here.
Sir?
Hold on, kid. Aubrey, you're a natural for this job. Look, I can tell these things.
I hope you're right. Whit and Connie were really nice to let me come back, and I don't want to blow it, you know?
Sir!
Hold on, kid. Hey, I know where you're coming from. Just relax. What you gotta remember here is that the customer is always the one who...
Sir!
What?
Could I get my milkshake now, please?
Oh, sure. Hey, go ahead, Aubrey. Say it to him.
Here you go.
Thanks.
See? You're a natural. So whenever you get nervous about the job you're doing, just take a deep breath and tell yourself...
I thought I was supposed to take a deep breath.
Who is that?
Oh, that's Erica.
A friend of yours?
Look, Nick, you don't want to get mixed up with Erica. Just trust me on this one. Stay away from her.
Hi, Aubrey.
Erica?
Hello. I don't believe I've introduced you to myself. I'm Nick, part of the senior management team here at Wits End. And you're...
Erica. Aubrey, I need to talk to you.
Erica. Well, it's nice of you to make my acquaintance.
The same, I'm sure. So, Aubrey, I'm really sorry for what happened with the police. I guess I panicked. It was awful to put the blame on you.
Yeah, it was.
I hear you're a Christian now.
That's right.
And Christians forgive, don't they? Could you do that for me?
Hey, I'd forgive her if I was you.
Nick, could you leave us alone, please?
Oh, sure. I mean, I don't want to interrupt anything here, but I'm...
Erica, this is hard for me.
So I'll just kind of go back to the kitchen now.
I was hoping we could be friends again.
You just call me if you need anything. I'll be right here in the kitchen.
I don't know, Erica.
No pressure. Just think about it. In the meantime, could you help me with something? It's school-related.
Maybe.
I've got to do this report for history on Abraham Lincoln. And somebody told me there's some kind of machine here that could really help me.
You mean the Imagination Station?
Yeah, that's it. Any way I could, like, take a ride or whatever you do?
Look, I'm sorry, you can't.
Look, I understand how you feel about me.
No, it's not that. Mr. Whitaker had to take it out of the Bible room for maintenance or something.
Oh? Where is it?
He didn't say, but he told me it'd be a while before it's running again.
Well, all right. Think about what I said, Aubrey. Will you?
I will.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Erica.
So, does anybody need anything yet?
No, Nick.
Where's Erica?
She left.
Oh.
It's probably for the best.
Hey, you know, you were pretty cold to her.
That's because she got me in trouble. Big trouble.
What happened?
It's a long story. Just stay away from her.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say. Yo.
Hi, Nick. Aubrey isn't here, is she?
Nope, she's off today.
That's what I thought. Is the seat taken?
Are you kidding? I guess we could make room for you here.
Listen, I was wondering if I could get your help with something. I'm doing this history project, and you seem like a pretty smart guy. I thought maybe you and I could work together on it.
Me? And you? And I? Well, hey, I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Here's my problem. I need to do some of my research with the Imagination Station, but Aubrey's mad at me and won't let me use it.
Well, it's kind of locked up now in the basement.
But you could take me to it, couldn't you?
Well, hey, as part of the senior management team, yeah, I can get you there.
Are you working later tonight?
Sure. I'm closing the place at 9.
How about if I come back then and maybe after, well, we can go get some pizza or something.
You're asking me out?
If you don't want to go...
Hey, you don't have to ask twice. Come back at 9.
See you then. Hi, Dad. Where's Mom?
Out shopping.
Have a lot of work to do?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going out with Nick tonight. You knew that, didn't you?
Nick?
He's the guy that works at Wits End. Have you been there lately?
No, why?
Just wondering. It's really gone downhill since they shut down the Imagination Station.
Oh?
I've heard Mr. Whitaker won't let the kids use it anymore. He put it in the basement. Isn't that weird that he'd close down the most popular thing in the place?
All right, Erica, level with me. What do you know?
I don't understand.
Don't try to con me. I know you too well. You heard something you weren't supposed to. Now, what was it?
Okay. I know that, for some reason, you've got to get your hands on the Imagination Station or you lose your job.
Who told you that?
Nobody. I heard it on your intercom.
My intercom?
Don't worry. No one else heard it.
Erica, listen to me. Stay out of this. You have no idea what these people are like.
Dad, I know where the Imagination Station is. I think I can get to it.
I'm warning you. Stay away. I don't want you involved. End of conversation.
I just wanted to help.
Forget it.
If you say so.
So yeah, as far as basements go, this is definitely one of the coolest.
Wow. It's like a whole other world down here. What's wrong?
Well, the Imagination Station. He took it all apart. I wonder why.
How weird.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm sorry it's not working.
That's okay. This place is awesome.
Ha! You want to see something really awesome?
What?
Over here. See this door? It goes into a secret tunnel. It was part of the Underground Railroad.
I've heard of that. This could be great for my research.
And it's a good thing I've got a key.
I'm very impressed.
After you.
Wow, this is like something out of a movie or a mystery novel. So, where does this tunnel go?
It comes out in the middle of the woods. I'll show you. Oh, what time is it?
9:35. Why?
Well, I was supposed to set the alarm at 9 o'clock. But if I don't, it automatically comes on at 10.
So we only have 25 minutes.
Right. Come on, there's a place where they discovered this old map one time. It's right up here.
Thanks for showing me around. I'll never forget this. Bye, Nick.
It's our only
Bye.
Option.
But Kevin, you can't quit.
Huh?
Maria, they're making totally unreasonable demands. At this point, I believe it's smarter to resign than to get fired.
At least I'll have a little bit of dignity left.
But where are we gonna go? You're not gonna make this kind of money anywhere else.
Thank you for the vote of confidence.
You know what I mean. The companies around here don't pay anywhere near what you're making now. And we have bills. What are we gonna tell our friends, huh? Or Erica, for that matter.
Yeah.
Erica,
well, what are you doing?
Dad, you can't resign. We may never have another chance to live like this again.
That's not necessarily true.
Kevin, just give this some more time, will you? You need to cool down and think it over. That's all we're asking.
Just a couple days won't matter, Dad.
That's right. Do it for us, will you, Kevin?
All right. Till the end of the week.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Yes, Thomas?
Mr. Colburn's daughter is here to see you. Erica? She says it's about acquiring a station, and it's urgent.
A station? Send her in. Erica, so good to see you. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Now, what is this about acquiring a station?
I think you know. The Imagination Station?
And why would I be interested in that?
You don't have to play games with me, Mr. Charles. I know where it is, and I know how to get it. But here's the deal. My dad keeps his job, and you don't tell him I told you about this.
Well, you're a tough negotiator. All right. Agreed.
Good.
Now, here is my deal. If you get caught and implicate me in any way whatsoever, just remember, I've got plenty I can pin on your father as well. Enough to send him away for many, many years. I hope you get the picture.
I think I do.
Good. Let's talk.
Oh, good grief. Yes, of course. I'll head over there right now. Yeah, goodbye.
Everything okay, Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, no, not really. Apparently some vandals just threw a rock through the window at the Connellsville shop.
Oh, no.
I better go straight over. This means you'll have to close up Wits End yourself tonight, Aubrey.
I can handle it.
Oh, I know you can. Let's see, it's almost 9, so you can probably start closing now. Make sure to set the alarm, and just keep alert for anything out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary?
Well, I don't want to worry you, Aubrey, but I do want you to be aware some strange things have been going on around here lately. I can't go into details right now. Just keep your eyes open, all right?
All right.
And call me if you need anything. Just, you have my cell phone number.
No problem. Oh, Mr. Whittaker.
Yes?
I really appreciate you and Connie letting me work here again. I won't let you down.
No, I know you won't, Aubrey.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Whittaker. Oh, boy. I sure hope I can do this. Okay, let's see. Check the burners in the kitchen, lights off in kids' radio, and... lock the front door.
Aubrey?
Erica. Look, I'm sorry, but I'm closing the shop.
Aubrey, I need your help.
What's wrong?
I just need somebody to talk to.
Look, Erica, I'd like to help, but to be honest... I'm having a little problem trusting you right now.
I know. But, Aubrey, I'm in trouble, and you're the only one I feel I can turn to.
What's the problem?
I don't want to talk here. Can we go somewhere more private?
Yeah, the library. Just let me finish locking up first. Aubrey? Look, Erica, before you say anything... there's something that I need to say.
Oh?
The other day, you asked me to forgive you, and I was... well, I was pretty rude to you. And I thought about it a lot. I mean, it's kind of hypocritical. Mr. Whittaker and Connie forgave me for what I did. I mean, they even let me come back to work. But I wasn't willing to give you a second chance. And that's not right. So, will you forgive me?
You want me to... wow, I wasn't expecting that. But, sure, I forgive you.
And I forgive you, Erica.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
So, What's wrong?
Well, it's hard to explain, but I'm scared.
Why?
I did something that I thought was the right thing to do, but it wasn't. Now I've been trapped into doing something I know is wrong. I'm in deep trouble, Aubrey. I don't know what to do.
Wow.
There's a lot at stake here. My dad's job, our house, everything.
Can you tell me what this is about?
I wish I could, but I can't yet. Could you pray for me? Like, now?
Me? Pray for you? Yeah, I'd be glad to, Erica.
Thanks, Aubrey. This means a lot to me.
Well, sure, I was...
What?
Did you hear that?
No. What was it?
Guess I'm just hearing things. Well, come on, let's go ahead and...
What now?
Stay cool. Stay cool. There's somebody standing outside the door. I can see a shadow underneath.
What? Are you sure?
He just walked away. What is going on here? I can't open the door! We're trapped!
Aubrey? Aubrey, are you in there?
Mr. Whitaker, yes, Eric is here too, and we're locked in.
Well, there's a chair wedged against the door. Just hold on. There.
Mr. Whitaker.
Aubrey. Erica.
Oh, it was awful, Mr. Whitaker. We came in here to talk, and I heard this noise, and there was this shadow under the door, and then we were locked in, and... Oh, I'm just glad you're here.
Well, I saw the lights on, and... Erica, are you all right? You look pale.
I just need some fresh air. That's all.
All right.
Oh, it was really creepy, Mr. Whitaker.
Ah. You did set the alarm, didn't you?
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Mr. Whitaker? I kind of forgot. I guess I got distracted when Erica came. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's all right. But I need to have a look around to see why someone locked you in. Well, nothing's been touched upstairs or on this floor. And that leaves one more place.
You think somebody went down in the basement?
I hope not. Wait here while I look.
Yes, sir. Sure thing. I'll just stay right here at the top of the stairs. I wonder where Erica is.
Oh, no.
Mr. Whitaker, what's wrong?
I have to call the police.
The police? What happened?
Someone stole the imagination station.
Mr. Whitaker, I feel awful about this whole thing.
Oh, it's all right, Aubrey.
It was my fault this happened.
It wasn't your fault. I think we were both duped as part of a plan. But you know what, Aubrey? I'm proud of you.
You are?
Well, you didn't lie or make excuses. You were willing to take responsibility. I don't think you would have done that a couple of weeks ago. You're on a good path now, and I can see the difference.
Thanks. But you said we were duped as part of a plan?
Yeah, that's right.
But I was talking to Erica and... Oh, you mean Erica?
Well, possibly. I've been thinking it over. Now, the window at the Connellsville shop was conveniently broken right around closing time. I left right away. When did you say Erica got here?
Well, just after you left.
Uh-huh.
But wait, I locked the front door after that.
Yes, and I had locked the other doors. Huh. The only other way into Wits End is through the tunnel. But how could... Did you tell anyone about the tunnel?
I didn't even know there was one.
Well, Connie knows about it. So does Nick. And I wonder if... What's wrong?
I wonder if Nick told Eric about the tunnel.
Nick?
Well, yeah, they went out the other night. Ugh, I tried to warn him about her.
Ah. Well, I hope you're wrong about this, but I think I need to have a talk with Nick.
S-
So, Mr. Charles, I understand that you got what you wanted.
Yes, I did. And I got it without your help. In fact, I found someone who told me exactly where the Imagination Station was located and how to get it. Something you failed to do.
I was on it. And I would have met your deadline if you hadn't interfered.
Mr. Colburn, no need to quibble. We're adults here. Although I do find it quite fascinating that the person who helped me the most was your very own daughter.
What?
Oh, yes. You see, that's part of what I don't understand about you. You fail to use the resources that are available right around you.
My daughter isn't one of your resources. And don't you ever talk to her again. Do you understand me?
I don't think you understand. Your daughter approached me.
I don't believe you.
Well, I'll leave that for you and your daughter to work out. Meantime, I really don't believe it's very efficient for me to be doing your job for you, Mr. Colburn. Wouldn't you agree?
What are you getting at?
Oh, I think you know.
Hi, Dad. How'd work go today?
I've got to talk to your mother first.
What's wrong, Dad? Can't you tell me?
I got fired today.
You what?
Erica, I warned you about dealing with these people, but you didn't listen. How could you go behind my back like that?
Dad, I was only trying to help.
That's not the worst of it. Mr. Charles warned me that for our family's safety, we need to leave Odyssey immediately. And I've agreed. We're leaving now.
What? No! No, no, no!
Proverbs 14:14 says, "The faithless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good man rewarded for his." You know, Erica chose to disobey her dad and deceive Nick and Aubrey. And in the end, she felt the consequences of her actions. On the other hand, Aubrey chose to be truthful, even when it hurt. And for that, she was rewarded by earning Mr. Whitaker's respect and trust. Take a look through the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, for example, and you'll see two paths, one for righteousness, one for wickedness. Two paths, one important choice. And it's a choice you have to make every day. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Twisting Pathway was written and directed by John Beebe. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again for our next show.